This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My dear friends, this is a most wonderful gospel for today because we have a little glimpse of heaven. We see Jesus in his divinity, not his full divinity that he'll have in heaven, but we see him shining like the sun with his garments as white as snow. And we see Moses and Elias with him, and they're conversing, and St. Luke tells us they're conversing about the coming events that will happen in Jerusalem, where Jesus will suffer and die on the cross. There we have it. Moses, who gave us the law, and Elias, who prophesies about the Messiah. And here we have Jesus, who gives us all the grace we need to keep the commandments, to keep the law of God. So important for today's gospel, because we're going to see that we want to get to heaven. And if we wish to get to heaven, we're going to have to keep the commandments. And of course, this is why Jesus came. He came on this earth and suffered and died to show us his great love for us and how much he wants to save souls. And that's what the crucifix is all about. And we know from the scriptures that Jesus does not want the death of the sinner, but that he live and be saved and be with him for all eternity. That's what we learned in the first catechism question. Why did God make you? God made me to know him, to love him, and to serve him in this world, and to be happy with him in the next. My dear friends, it's that simple. So simple. And we need to ingrain it upon our mind and our heart and never forget it, because that's why we were born. We were born for eternity. We were born to be with Jesus. As Peter says when he sees immersed himself and sees immersed in Jesus' divinity and Moses and Elias, he wanted to stay there forever. He didn't want to go back to earth. After all, earth is this valley of tears, a veil of tears compared to heaven. He wanted to stay there, and he tells, let us build three tabernacles, one for Moses, one for Elias, and one for you. And we would stay here and pray and be happy for all eternity, as it were. But, of course, that's not possible because Jesus is there. He's only given them a glimpse of his divinity. And why? Pope St. Leo tells us he's given them a glimpse of this divinity so later on they will not be scandalized when they see him cruelly tortured and beaten and dying on the cross. They will not be scandalized because then they'll realize that this is Jesus. This is the same Jesus we saw. We know he's God. We saw him talking to Moses and Elias. And that's why Pope St. Leo the Great tells us Jesus gave these three privileged apostles the privilege of seeing him in his divinity, so that they would not be ashamed. And for us, it's a nice consolation too, my friends, because we are given a glimpse of eternity. We must never forget that we were bound for eternity. And in heaven, God has planned a great happiness for us. We were destined for heaven, all right? That's why God made us. And were it not for Adam and Eve's sin, we'd all go there. However, they did sin, and Jesus had a plan, of course, that he would come and redeem us. He didn't have to die on the cross. All he had to do was come, and just one drop of his blood would have been enough to reopen the gates of heaven. But no, he wanted to show us how much he loved us, and he wanted us to make sure that we see that love so that we'll be with him in heaven. Greater love than this no man has than he lays down his life for his friends. And this is what we want to be, my friends. We want to go to heaven. St. Paul tells us so beautifully, we must never forget that either. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered the mind of man what God has prepared for those who love him. Your eyes have never seen anything like heaven. Your ears have never heard what you're going to hear in heaven. And your mind cannot even conceive or even imagine in your wildest dreams, my friends, what heaven is like. It's just beyond our comprehension. Because God, who is infinite, I was thinking about this the other day when I was thinking about some of the things I was eating, and I said, isn't this so wonderful? We have this delicious food, and we have this delicious wine, and we have this, and we have that. And God made it all. I was thinking of the steak dinners that we all love so much. He gave us the bulls and the calves to give us that delicious meat. It's all God. What else does he have in store for us? Who can even imagine? We have so many pleasures here on earth. So many people are so happy they want to stay here. And that's all they live for, to eat, drink, and be merry on this world. But that's only a pittance, a nothingness compared to what we're going to have in heaven. Right? Your eyes cannot even have seen anything like it. Your ears have never heard anything, and your mind cannot even imagine what God has prepared for those who love him. St. John Chrysostom, talking about heaven, gives us a little shadow glimpse of what it's like. And he says, all is repose, joy, and delight, all serenity and calm, all peace, splendor, and light. It is not a light such as we enjoy now, and which compared to that is no more than a lamp placed near the sun. For there is no night or twilight, heat or cold, or any change in one's being, but a state such as can be understood only by those who are worthy to possess it. There is no old age or sickness or anything allied to corruption, because it is the place and the home of immortal glory. And above all this, the everlasting presence and possession of Christ, of the angels, everyone perpetually of like mind, without any fear of Satan or the snares of the devil or the threats of hell. My friends, this is just a little tidbit of what heaven is like. No more sickness, no more pain, no more sorrow. We live, my dear friends, in a valley of tears, a vale of tears, as the Salve Regina tells us. I remember reading that as a little boy, and I thought it was kind of interesting. Valley of tears. As a 10-year-old, I didn't really fully understand it. I do understand it now. My dear friends, this world is a valley of tears. Yes, we have a little joy here and there, and so on, and we can be happy serving the Lord, but it's really a valley of tears, and that's why we don't want to stay here. We want to go on to heaven that we've been made for, where we'll see Almighty God in his infinite majesty, and we'll have the delight of being with God for all eternity. My dear friends, it doesn't get any better than that. And we get so many people today, that's all they do is live for this world. They do not even have a clue what the next world is all about. They don't even believe in God, many people, much less heaven. And we know from the various fathers of the church, somebody sent me an email just yesterday that I'll send out to various people when I send my bulletin, about the number who are saved, and the various saints, Philip Neri, Jerome, St. Louis de Montfort, St. Leonard of Fort Morris, all say, very few are saved. How about that? Very few. Not everybody goes to heaven. Now you think about this in the big picture, and you see all the people in the world. And we do know the church teaches outside the church there is no salvation. Church teaches that. If you don't believe it, Google it. Right? Outside the church, there is no salvation. People don't even believe in God. They don't keep the commandments. Where else are they going to get rid of their mortal sins except in confession? All those who have practiced contraception, homosexuality, abortion, divorce and remarry, all those who promote evil like abortion, like transgenderism, and all the other things we have in our society, all those who promote pornography to destroy the youth and so on. For my friends, it's countless the number of people involved in sin and think nothing of it. Steal, rob, cheat, murder, and so on. So I ask you, how many are going to be saved? Very, very few. Now we take a look at the Catholic Church when you think about it. Those have the best chance, but even in the Catholic Church, only 10% of the Catholics in England go to church. Are the other 90% going to save their soul? Unless they turn around, they're not going to save their soul. Right? They're not. That's why the saints say very, very few. And that's why Our Lady came to Fatima. She came to Fatima as a great prophet, like Elias, to tell the people to stop offending God. He's too much offended by sin. Stop sinning. And she said, many souls will go to hell. Many, many, many souls will go to hell because no one prays and sacrifices for them. So if we want to save souls, we have to pray and sacrifice, and we will. We will save many souls if we pray and sacrifice. I told you that last week. Make everything a sacrifice in Lent. If you don't like doing something, make it a sacrifice. If you're cold, sacrifice it. If you're not hungry, offer it up, etc. And maybe souls will be saved. She also said most souls go to hell because of the sins of the flesh. And what do we have now? Epidemic sexual sins. People inventing all kinds of sins, terrible sins. And of course, the devil knows how he can get us. So he tests us with sexual pleasure. God said you can have all the pleasures in heaven, on earth, except the one pleasure. You cannot have sexual pleasure outside of marriage in the proper way to have children. You can have everything else, glass of wine, a nice drink, a nice dinner, a nice vacation, a holiday, etc. But you cannot have sexual pleasure outside of marriage in the proper way to have children. And what do? All our sins, for the most part, or many of them, are against the sixth and ninth commandment. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, and all the sins that go along with it. So we need to pray and sacrifice, my friends, because there are going to be many souls going to hell. Now you think about hell. Hell is just unbelievable. Little Jacinta and Fatima, 7, 8 years old, said, "You mean it will never, never, never end?" Yes. I can't even imagine that. Just like I couldn't imagine heaven, eye has not seen. And by the way, we can even say the same with hell. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered to mind of man what God has prepared for those who hate him, who have offended him with sin. We can't even imagine what hell is like. I don't even know how anybody could stand it for all eternity. All eternity. It will never, never end. Morning, noon, and night, the same thing. Think about it and tell people you can't take a chance. And that's why we got to work, and that's why Our Lady came to ask us to pray and sacrifice, because she didn't want souls to go to hell, nor do I. And that's why I'm preaching about it now, and that's why I live this life, right? When I was a 17-year-old boy, I followed the Lord Jesus. He said, anyone who leaves father, mother, sister, brother, for my sake, will have 100-fold in this life and life everlasting. And I says, I can't beat that, life everlasting. I want to save my soul. So that's the most important thing, and bring everybody with me, the whole crowd, all of you, and so on. So I don't want you to get depressed that you're all going to hell. You're not. Hopefully you're among the elect. You're keeping the commandments. You're going to church on Sunday. You're receiving Holy Communion. You're going to confession. You're doing the things that the church teaches will help you to save your soul by staying in the state of grace with no mortal sin. And any time you have mortal sin on your soul, get rid of it right away. Go right to confession. You can't take a chance having mortal sin on your soul for 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 months. I mean, that's presumption, all right? Well, I can always go to confession, but you may not get there. So, my dear friends, this is a beautiful gospel today, and we see a glimpse of heaven. So let us rejoice and let us thank God for coming, and let us think about what God has prepared for us. And let us pray this Lent that many, many souls will come back to the church and say the rosary, as Our Lady asked. She said, those who say the rosary and the scapula, all right, they have a good chance, of course. One of the 15 promises of the rosary is you'll be one of the predestined. You'll save your soul. So the rosary is very, very important. Spread the word. May the Lord bless you.